everybody, and welcome back to the Blues Harmonicast. My name is Amy, and I'll be your guide for this journey. So, we're going to be talking about the foundation of blues harp. And I'm basically going to explain these steps that follow in that would build your foundation into playing blues harp. So, first off, we're going to be playing So we're going to be talking about what exactly is cross harp. I got a B-flat harp here. I thought it was a C, and then I picked the wrong key of harp. How stupid of me. So, what is cross harp? Cross harp, we're going to be talking about positions. So, first off, if we're going to be talking about positions, we got to talk about first position and second position. First position is technically you're playing in the key that you're playing your harp in. So if I were to play on a B-flat harp in first position, I would use the one draw as the root note. Is making it in the key of B flat. However, that isn't the only key that you can play on that harp. For example, cross harp. If I were to draw into hole number two, that would be my root note for a cross harp, which is in the key of F. And a little hack that I like to do is that if you're using a piano, go to the main key of your harp. Like, for example, mine would be B-flat. And then I would move up to so. So, do, re, mi, fa, sol. Right there on our two draw, that is our root note. Or if you can do it in the mid register, we start on four blow. And that sixth blow is our root note in our middle register. And now we're going to be talking about what exactly is going to be our foundations. So, what are our foundations? First off, we're going to be talking about embouchure. What is embouchure? Embouchure is basically the formation of the lips that get to your tone on the harmonica. And when we're playing cross, we're going to be developing a rich, really deep sound. So, for example, if I had a full sounding embouchure, my 1-2-3 draw chord would sound like this. And if I were to have like a really narrow embouchure, like most beginners would do, then it would sound like this. See, it doesn't even sound right. So we're going to be doing a really nice, thick-sounding embouchure. So what do I do to get that full embouchure? You gotta round your lips. Like, you're gonna fatten up your lips and say a rounded E. Like, as a choir student myself, I tend to use this E a lot when I'm singing, so I apply my choir stuff into my harmonica playing. So, E, E, I see what you're getting the picture right there. And that's basically our first foundation, chords. And now, moving on to double stops. As the name implies, double stops are two notes at once. So we're going to narrow it a little bit more so we get an Hear that? We're saying but a little bit rounded. So Yeah, I accidentally slipped into four draw. And now single notes. Single notes are one note at a time, so that's what you're going to be hearing most in blues. You're going to hear a lot of single notes. So, how do we do a single note? This is probably the hardest beginner question that I could get. So, what is the embouchure for a single note? So, as I like to do, I would say, ooh, into the harmonica. Like a really rounded ooh. But, however, I say that our lips would naturally be rounded as we say the word ooh. And we would actually have that rounded tone when we breathe into the harmonica, like ooh. Ooh. We're not bending it. We're just getting a clear sounding ooh on the single note. Next up, we're going to be talking about bending. This is probably the most fundamental thing to do when playing cross harp. So, you can drop, so what notes should you bend? Well, there are multiple bends available on 1 through 6 draw and 8 through 10 blow on a standard 10-hole diatonic harmonica. And what do they sound like? On a B-flat harp, they sound like this. 1 draw. I am having a little trouble on the B-flat, so that is 1 draw. 2, you can bend it down a little bit further. Like 2 draws is a really good growl note. If you want to really get that greasy tone, then you can like growl on that 2 draw. Like you can get like a really nice growl coming out of that 2 draw. 3 draw, you can bend it down just a tad bit further. Yeah, as you see, it's increasing by 1 half step or 1 semitone, as we fancy music nerds like to say it. And now, 4 draw, it's the same as 1 draw, like just an octave higher, so we're doing it again. 5 draw, you really can't bend, but you can get a quarter tone. 6 draw is the same as 4 draw and 1 draw, but it is a tad bit higher. 7 blow, you can't really bend. 8 blow. 9 blow. And I don't think I could do 10 blow. Like, that's probably the hardest blow bend I've ever even attempted. I'm not gonna attempt it. You can hear it a little bit, but I just can't attempt it. So, how do we get that sound? And we're going to be doing the 2 draw because I think it's the easiest bend to get a hold of. So, as we breathe in on ooh, we're going to put in our tongue, and we're going to put it in the back, like, ooh. We're going to be saying oh as we draw in. Like, ooh, oh. as you can see right there, you can hear like, ooh, oh, but a little bit, you know, higher in pitch because, my voice is really deep and raspy. And so, I hope you can find all of these little nooks and crannies in this little video or audio clip, and I'll see you next time. Hi guys, Amy here. I'm here to tell you that we're on Facebook now. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/bluesharmonicast. And don't forget to check out our website at www.tumblr.com/blog/bluesharmonicast. See you next week!